Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.
How do you communicate a decision you know your team will hate, especially if you disagree with it too?
Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders.
Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you'll get specific language and an approach you can use when you have to cascade an unpopular or difficult decision in a way that won't undermine your leadership, builds your team's trust, and re-energizes your team after their disappointment. And before we get rolling here, just a quick glimpse behind the curtain. On my way to Boston with Karen to see our son. He's directing Macbeth, the Scottish play here for the first time. And so that's pretty exciting. And then we're on our way to London for the Thinkers 50 Leadership Conference, all about regenerative business leadership. So we're excited for that. And I'm on the road, so want to make sure you don't miss these episodes. Got some good stuff here for you. So you'll notice the sound quality is not our normal quality endeavor, but I want to make sure you didn't miss this. So let's set the stage here. When we're talking about cascading difficult decisions, your manager just asked you to pass on a decision you didn't make. And if you're being honest, you wouldn't have made. It's unpopular, might even feel unfair. And yet your team's eyes are on you. How do you communicate those unpopular, challenging, or difficult decisions without losing your team's trust? This is not only one of the most difficult, it's also one of the most important leadership moments that you'll face. You can either step up, build trust, and re-empower your team, or you can do, and I've seen leaders do this, and it's horrible, you can pass the buck, add fuel to their frustration, and damage your influence. Like, I have been here, and I have coached thousands of managers who have had to say, no, we're not backfilling that role. Or, yes, the return to office policy is happening. These moments are make or break opportunities for you, because the best leaders don't just make an announcement. They lead through these situations by communicating with the four dimensions of collaboration. So let's walk through what that looks like. And just as importantly, what to avoid. We'll start there. First, what not to do. Before you say anything, resist the temptation to throw your upper management or your board or whoever it is under the bus. You might feel frustrated too. It's okay. You might disagree with the decision. But saying things like, this wasn't my call, or I don't know why they made this decision either, or even worse, I guess we have to do what those idiots decided. Any of those will destroy your credibility. It may feel like solidarity at the moment, but when you pass responsibility this way, you paint yourself as a victim, you lose credibility, and ultimately you'll breed resentment in your team. When you distance yourself from the decision, your team's going to distance themselves from you. They stop seeing you as a leader and start seeing you as a powerless messenger. So if you want influence, you got to own your role, even when it's hard. So let's just take a real life scenario to get into this. Say your company just announced that all hybrid employees must return to the office 3 days a week. Your team loved the flexibility. But now you have to announce something they're not going to like. So how do you do it without crushing engagement or diminishing your own leadership? You're going to lead through connection, clarity, curiosity, and commitment. We'll start with connection. We're going to connect here by acknowledging the emotional reality. When people feel upset, if you try to jump straight to the decision, that's a losing struggle. You'll come across as disconnected. So you want to begin by getting real and being human. The way you do this is to acknowledge the emotion of the moment. You can use some phrases like this. I know this isn't the decision we would have made as a team. You might reflect how they're feeling. You might be feeling frustrated, disappointed, even confused. When you acknowledge those emotions without rushing in to fix them, you build psychological safety. You're saying, I see you, I get it, and I still believe we can move forward. Okay, second step, explain the why. This is, of all of the places where managers fall short when they have to communicate difficult decisions, this is the most common. They deliver the news without explaining the purpose behind it. And the reason's easy. It's often because they don't know themselves. So if you don't understand the why behind the decision, you're not ready to communicate it yet. Take time to ask your manager. Now, when you go to ask, instead of saying, hey, why do we have to do this, which can come across as combative, try this. I want to make sure we're achieving the full purpose here. Can you help me understand the goal and what a successful outcome of this decision will do? Knowing what a successful outcome will do, what it achieves, also gives you the opportunity to work with your team, get creative, and find maybe other ways to achieve that goal, or at least your own way. And when you ask your manager this way, you're not coming across at all as combative. You're coming across as supportive. I'm trying to get this done. But you're also getting the intent and purpose behind the decision so that you can pass that on to your team. So let's take a look at our example again. The company's goal for 3 days in the office, as you find out from your manager, as the decision's communicated, maybe it's to create more on-site collaboration and give everyone FaceTime and recognition with leaders, so that no one's passed over when it comes to promotions, things like that. So you can bring those reasons to your team and work to ensure that those outcomes actually happen. So when you get back to your team, you might say something like, here's why this decision was made, and explain the purpose. Then our responsibility as a team is, and then to achieve the desired outcome, whatever that might have been. Clarity here doesn't mean overpromising anything. It means helping your team understand how the decision fits into the bigger picture. Even if the decision still stings, people are more likely to get on board if they understand the rationale. They may even have ideas about how to achieve that bigger purpose. Okay, number three. This is where we start energizing. We're going to get into some curiosity and invite your team into the how. When the team hears a decision that didn't go their way, it's natural that they'll feel disappointed or disempowered. And this is a critical moment for you because it's an opportunity to re-empower your team by helping them own their next steps. Re-empower your team by asking how they want to move forward, how they want to show up, how they can be their best in this, and what they need to do it well. So here's some phrases, some language you can use. How can we do this to the best of our ability? How can we do this in a way that's going to make us proud of ourselves? What's one thing we can do together to make this easier? You can be amazed what happens when people feel like they have a say in the how, even if the what has to be done didn't go their way. And finally, your fourth step here is to move to commitment towards specific action. Once you've talked it through, turn that discussion into tangible momentum. Get people moving again. And it's where you summarize the conversation you just had about how are we going to do this to the best of our ability in a way that makes us proud. Okay, here are our specific next steps. And then schedule the finish. Let's get together on whatever date and time to see how we're doing with this. And this isn't just about accountability. It's about signaling we're still in this. I'm still here, I'm still leading, and I'm walking with you, and together we've got this. I can guarantee you are likely going to have to communicate a difficult decision pretty soon, maybe even this week. When you do, don't just deliver the message. Lead through it. Use those four dimensions of collaboration to keep your team engaged and empowered. Connection. I know this isn't the decision we might have made. You might be feeling. Clarity. Here's why this decision was made. Our responsibility is to. Curiosity. How can we do this in a way we'll be proud of? And commitment. Here are our next steps. Let's check in on whatever date and time. You can do this even if you don't love the message. Your words matter. Your presence matters even more. So listen, these types of conversations about difficult decisions or any other tough work conversations, they're not easy. And that's why we've put together the entire Leader's Guide to Powerful Phrases with phrases like the ones I've shared in this episode that you and your team can use to navigate all the tough conversations at work. It'll help you reduce stress, improve morale, productivity, and it's yours free. Go to letsgrowleaders.com/podcast and download it today. And if you enjoyed this episode, found this framework useful, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services. She had her work cut out for her with this episode, and look forward to getting back to the studio and the good quality mic here soon, as well as Laura over at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.